Bruce Newberry,
the food dude.
This will brighten up your winter. I know we've got that heart-shaped holiday coming up very, very quickly, but you know, there's lots of great, great dining to discover before and after. And we know of a place that changes things up if you have kind of a short attention span taste bud thing going on, and it's none other than the Castle Hill Inn, which has brought back its pop-up supper club dinner series. This was so much fun last year. And joining me on the line to talk about it is Chef Andy Tarr. Chef, nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's looked forward to. You know, we've got some different cuisines. Like I say, if your taste buds are a little fatigued or if you're looking for something new, this is the place. When do things kick off?
So our first supper club in the series kicks off February 6th with Lunar New Year's.
Happy New Year. Yeah. What is this the year of?
It's the year of the dragon this year.
Aha. All right. So that would explain, I'll go to the end first. That would explain the dragon's beard candy dessert.
Yes.
So when we talk about the Lunar New Year, and it's just so much fun, are there traditional dishes that go with the different symbols of the New Year?
Not necessarily. It doesn't coincide.
It's just a celebration. You have celebration foods.
Correct. There's certain ingredients, not so much specific dishes. Like, for example, one of the first courses is dumplings.
Right.
So dumplings is usually served in New Year's, Lunar New Year's, because it kind of symbolizes like prosperity and wealth for the new year.
Sure.
But we're in our version, we're kind of changing it up a little bit by serving a chicken truffle dumpling.
Ooh.
So not traditional, but
anybody that would get that would be pretty lucky indeed, I think. That sounds pretty good. Chicken and truffle dumplings, or very exciting, Dan noodles. Boy, people will travel for miles for a great dish of Dan noodles. Tell me about yours.
So same idea. The idea of noodles for New Year's is traditional, but Dan noodles in itself, not really a dish that you would see. Our version has minced pork, and it's going to be in a slightly spicy Szechuan pepper sauce. And then we just top it with some sesame seeds and some pickled cucumbers.
Nice. Then we've got a couple of seafood choices here on our Lunar New Year menu. We've got salt and pepper lobster. Tell me about that.
Yeah, salt and pepper lobster. It's a dish it's a pretty popular dish. You'll see it on a lot of menus. This one specifically, it reminds me of Lunar New Year's growing up. That was like a dish that was always on the table when we celebrated the New Year.
No kidding.
So,
what's in that dish?
So, Chinese sausage sticky rice, mm-hmm. which is made from, so this is like more of a Taiwanese style. So it's a short grain, glutinous rice that is steamed. And then once it's steamed, we toss it in Chinese sausage, some Shaoxing wine, and a little five spice. It looks similar to a fried rice, but because it's done with sticky rice, it has a much firmer texture.
Oh, man. It's like the fried rice of your dreams. This sounds so good. Or there's steamed sole, which would seem a little bit more benign, but that's got some heat to it as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, we make a chili crunch made with dried chilies, chili oil, garlic, fried shallots, and that kind of adds a little texture to the sole for the steamed fish, because it can be kind of one-dimensional in terms of texture. Along with the freshness from the broccolini and the shiitake mushrooms.
Oh, man. And then, of course, the Year of the Dragon. So we have Dragon's Beard Candy. Tell us the origin of this dessert.
I'm not sure exactly where it originated from, but I fondly remember visiting specifically Chinatown in Montreal.
Yeah.
And there was one shop that's specifically just made Dragon's Beard candies, and you can see them making it in the window.
Oh, no kidding. What's in it?
It's basically the Dragon's Beard itself is just pulled sugar, and they pull it, not unlike pulling noodles.
Right.
So they pull it over and over until it gets so fine, the sugar cools off and gets so fine. It's almost like the texture a candy cane. The texture of hair almost.
Gotcha.
The strands, there's just thousands of strands after you're pulling it over and over.
And then is it dipped in something, coated in something?
Yep, it's going to be coated in a sesame and peanut powder.
Sounds so good. And now we're heard on the radio in Montreal, so this is very, very exciting.
Yeah, I hope that place is still there.
we'll have to do some research. There we go.
Yeah.
So that's Lunar New Year kicking off the Supper Club series at the Agassiz Supper Club at the Castle Hill Inn. But we're just getting started because right behind that is Italian American Night, and that comes up on the weekend leading into President's Weekend, the 20th and 21st.
Right. Yeah, the idea behind it is kind of, so the Supper Club series, generally we construct the menu so they're a little bit more approachable and familiar with everyone. And we had this idea of doing American, and then we had the idea of doing Italian American. So these dishes kind of, you know, stem from like just us chefs brainstorming and just kind of coming up with like what is Italian to us kind of growing up in all our different areas.
All right. And what did you all come up with?
So for the first course, we're doing a minestrone, classic minestrone soup, served with white beans and green cabbage. The other choice for that course is a risotto milanese, a very straightforward risotto dish seasoned with a little bit of saffron and finished with lots of Parmesan cheese.
Nice. And then we've got some heavy hitters coming in for entrees, real straight ahead, hearty cooking here.
Yeah. So we have a stuffed veal cutlet. Initially we had this idea of doing like a veal parm, but we wanted to, challenge ourselves a little bit and just stuff the veal cutlet. It is still breaded, and shallow pan fried. And we're going to stuff it with fontina cheese and some prosciutto.
Nice. Or shrimp scampi.
Yeah, shrimp scampi. If, you know, when anybody asks me what I think of Italian American, like shrimp scampi comes to mind, served with pasta, lots of garlic butter and white wine.
And then coming in for dessert, tiramisu, you're putting it right out there. I mean, an Italian menu is judged often by its tiramisu. Tell us about yours.
It's just the tiramisu was just something we had to finish the meal out with. I think probably 9 out of 10 people would think of tiramisu if you asked them what they thought about an Italian-American dinner.
For sure. And you come in with the hazelnuts and the chocolate, and it sounds like it's going to be authentic. Now, how do we make reservations? Because there are 5 of these supper clubs that'll come up between now and into the spring. How do we get in on this?
Right. So you could just go to Open Table, Castle Hill Inn, and we have 2 sections, and basically there's an events section on Open Table where you can sign up for these days.
And it
specifies, and I believe there's a link to the menu as well for each one.
Excellent. And that's what we're doing with Chef Andy Tor. Next up, February 27th and 28th, is a German beer garden menu. Now, this is going to be lots and lots of fun. A little Oktoberfest in February.
Yeah. While we were brainstorming, the idea of a German beer garden came up. And one of our chefs has some experience eating in a lot of German restaurants.
Nice.
So he thought he would come up with a menu that kind of encompasses all of his experiences.
So what did he come up with?
So for the first course, it'll be a family style sauerkraut croquettes, served with a grain Dijon mustard, and some smoked ham. And then we are also going to make a giant pretzel to share. And that will come with hot mustard and beer cheese as well.
Oh, man. I can hear the Oompa band cranking up already out there at Castle Hill Inn. And then again, we've got some hearty entrees coming in. Boy, this is comfort food. If there's one thread that I'm seeing so far in this supper club menu, it is hearty comfort dishes.
Right, yeah. The beef roulade, a traditional German beef roulade, serving with warm potato salad and cucumber and dill. And then a very iconic pork schnitzel on the menu, served with spätzle and braised red cabbage and Jaeger sauce.
Oh, yeah. And then warm apple strudel for dessert. Say no more, right?
Right. Yeah, that's a very German as well. So that was kind of the first. There was no really brainstorming involved. It was just, we're going to do apple strudel.
Nice. Well, then we're into March, and we're hitting what looks like an all-American menu here with all-American steak frites.
Yes. Yeah, so we did steak frites in our very first series of supper clubs.
Right, that was great.
And I believe that was probably the most popular one. I think we were sold out almost on that night. So we thought we would bring back the steak frites and just change up the starters a little bit. So the first option being a salad niçoise, served with confit tuna, baby lettuce, lemon vinaigrette, and a soft poached egg. Mm. And then the second option is a traditional oysters Rockefeller, with bacon lardons, bechamel sauce, and some garlic butter.
Oh boy. And then the entree is prime steak, hanger steak, and that is it. It's all you need, except you dress it up quite a bit here. This is going to be really a really great experience for steak frites lovers to explore.
Yeah, the hanger steak itself, it's a unique cut that you don't see all the time. And it's just super flavorful. And because it's a prime cut, it will be very tender as well. And then we're serving it with some shoestring fries that we dust with lots of herbs and some Parmesan cheese. And then the steak will be sauced with a red wine jus.
Mm, very, very nice. And then for dessert, right out of the, like a New York steakhouse, you've got cheesecake for dessert.
Yeah, a traditional New York style cheesecake, served with some fruit jam and a graham cracker crust.
Excellent. And then wrapping it all up, batting cleanup here, March 27th and 28th, wrapping up the Pop-Up Supper Club series, is a trip to Roma.
Yeah, Roma. That was mostly inspired. So last March, actually, I got the opportunity to go to Italy for the first time.
Nice.
And we spent a few days in Rome. So this is kind of a accumulation of some of the things I saw and ate while I was in Italy.
Well, tell us what you ate.
Yeah, so the first course, fried artichokes, very, very popular in Roman cuisine. That will be simply cooked and then fried till crispy, served with a little bit of arugula salad and some roasted garlic aioli.
Yeah.
And then the second option being a Italian porchetta. Mm. Our version is basically just instead of the whole pig, we're going to do the belly and the loin rolled into the porchetta and then seasoned with lots of fennel pollen. And then we're glazing it with a little fennel honey glaze after it's been cooked.
Yeah.
And then served with some ciabatta.
Oh, wow. What a different take on porchetta. So if you're used to porchetta as kind of the centerpiece, this is really going to be interesting. Now, the entrees, again, we're coming in hearty here. We have carbonara. We have alla matriciana. Gosh, don't make me choose. What?
Yeah, well, the good thing is when groups of people come, they try to order one of each item. So
There you go. That might be the way to go. That's the pro tip. Thanks, Chef Andy Tor. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So carbonara, very popular here in the States as well. We're just going to go very traditional with serving it with spaghetti and then tossing it with some rendered guanciale, some pecorino romano, and then a soft poached egg.
Oh, man. So, again, keeping with pork, because that's the cheek, and it's so, so tender. Oh, my gosh. And then we have the alla matriciana, a little bit spicy.
A little bit spicy. The pancetta, we actually use a little bit of guanciale in the sauce as well, just so there's a little bit more richness and depth of flavor with that pork. But a traditional, like, tomato red sauce tossed with that rigatoni.
Yeah, very, very nice. And then a really just a crowd pleaser of a dessert, panna cotta.
Yeah, panna cotta, again, very popular. We make ours with a little bit of pistachio paste. There'll be some candied orange and then some toasted pistachios on that plate as well.
Oh, man. And there is your supper club. And it's going to start in February, go right through the end of March, and it's at Castle Hill Inn. Hey, just give us a little preview here for the radio about Valentine's Day. What is Valentine's going to look like at Castle Hill Inn?
Yeah, so this year, Valentine's Day, we're offering a three-course menu, and we're offering it for 2 days. So there will be like an early bird Valentine's Day on, I believe it's the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And then same menu will run on the 14th. So just a little preview of some of the dishes. For starters, we have some sea kiss oysters on the half shell, a hearts of palm salad, a beef carpaccio, a Jonah crab ravioli, and a parsnip apple soup.
Wow.
And then some main courses. We have grilled beef tenderloin, a pan-seared duck breast, a seared halibut, mushroom risotto, and then a lamb sirloin with a braised lamb croquette.
Yeah. And then, of course, we've got amazing desserts.
Right. The desserts, dark chocolate cookie dough souffle.
Wow.
That's a real crowd pleaser. And then a 7-layer strawberry shortcake.
Oh, man. Well, there you go. You are set for Valentine's for the month of February and the month of March at Castle Hill Inn. There's your destination right there. Excellent. And open table is the way to go for reservations for all of that, right?
Yes, for Valentine's Day and for the Supper Club series.
Excellent. Tell me a little bit about the collaboration. Who was in on the collaboration for the pop-up?
So the collaboration really is just the culinary staff and some front of house staff, our executive sous chef and a couple other sous chefs. We just kind of sit down and brainstorm ideas of what we would like to do.
How long does that process take? When did you start the brainstorming?
We started probably right after Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah. So it takes a little while to get our ideas down, and then it goes through multiple rough drafts before we have the final menus.
And it has to be a lot of fun for you to get in on this and just put your heads together and come up with this series.
Yeah, it is. It is very fun. It's kind of gets us out of the routine and, gets us cooking different cuisines that normally we wouldn't be offering. And all the chefs really enjoy it as well.
I love the thought process and how there's great stories behind so many of these dishes. And it's going to make for some great table talk while we're enjoying the pop-up series as well as Valentine's. Hey, thank you very, very much for sharing this and giving us a preview of this menu. Looking so forward to it. And thanks again, as always, for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bruce.
All right, Chef Andy Tor at Castle Hill Inn in Newport, Rhode Island, with a lot of great dining ahead over the next few months.
Bruce Newberry.
The food dude.